welcome everyone to the Conscious Business Telesummit. This is Adela Rubio, your host, and I am beyond excited. I'm thrilled to have two of my favorite people at the Conscious Business Telesummit today, Solera and Centauri Green, and we're going to be exploring energizing a vibrant and visionary business. But before we get started, let's just take a moment to really tap into the play and potential of this dynamic hour together. So if you've been seated, it's always cool to do these standing. Take a nice deep breath and exhale. And on that exhale, just feel yourself relaxing into your fullness, as if all of the lights are coming on. All of you is home, in movement. Your knees just slightly bend, shoulders really relax, because it feels so good to be fully present and fully connected to all of your expansive being. Take another nice deep breath. And on the exhale, just feel yourself in movement with this connective wave of a new way of being you, a new way of being business, and of launching your visions and passions dynamically into the world and changing everything by just being you. Take another nice deep breath. And exhale. And feel this weave of connection between all of us on the call, all of those of us who are up for this bigger game of conscious business and evolution. And know that what you're ready for, if you're on this call, is here, and it's ready for you completely now. Thank you, everyone. I'm so excited to have you both here. Solera and Centauri. So for those of you that may be new to Solera and Centauri, whether you're listening on the call today or listening to the replay, I actually trained and was mentored by Solera Centauri and also another fabulous, extraordinary leader, trainer, coach, Jane McAllister Dukes. And this is a different way of being in the world, not only around being your business, but around everything that you do. So there's no separation between you and your business or anything else in your life. It's a dynamic way of being in everything that you do and every place that you show up. So Solera and Centauri Green are visionary entrepreneurs and co-founded the Visionary Network along with Jane. They believe in doing business in exhilarating new paradigm ways. They host training and coaching events that show businesses how to contribute to the world in exciting new ways. And we're going to have some information for you before we get off the call about how you might play with them. We'll also share some of their websites and some of the extraordinary things that they're up to. And there's also a wonderful bonus that they did contribute. So you can check on your VIP bonus on your account page and grab that bonus also. But Solera and Centauri are here to really ripple a new way of being business and some of the exciting things that are showing up in the world today and how you can partner with it co-creatively. Thank you, Solera and Centauri. Great to have you here.
Thanks for inviting me.
It's great to be with you again.
What a stunning introduction.
Yeah.
We'd like to know these people, too.
And you should. Oh, yeah, this is such an exciting time to not only be alive, but to be in business. And Solera and Centauri, I know that you are always on the edge of what's new and partnering and playing with potential vibrantly. And I'd love for you to speak a little bit about visionary business first, because it's a little bit different than what some people have been experiencing as business. So I'd like to start off there, if that feels good.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'll start if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you've never heard Centauri and I on a call before, then be prepared. We don't kind of see anything the way the rest of the world sees it, I would think. And we do come at things from energy, from consciousness, from creation, from collaboration, from new ways of looking at everything. So we have some really wonderful zinging out there kind of ideas as to how you would run a business. And I myself am one of the voices for a brand new kind of business in the world, which we will call visionary business. I believe that visionary businesses, be they single owner entrepreneurial businesses or be they large organizations, at the moment what we're starting to see is the demise of the old traditional ways of doing things, where the bosses have all the answers, where it's all dictated to you, where people come into work every day and leave themselves at the door and do things they don't love, do things they may not believe in, aren't happy in their jobs, aren't fulfilled, aren't passionate. And the old, very old paradigm businesses in the extreme have been kind of using everything up. So the new paradigm, visionary businesses, instead, they're full of passionate people. They actually celebrate the people in their organizations, in their businesses, finding their passions and living them in their day-to-day work. I'll give you some examples of those later so you can see what I mean tangibly by that. But they actually also create a culture of what we would call leaderful creation or leaderful collaboration, where the people inside the business have a sense of ownership with it, where they know they are co-creating it, they are excited by it. And when they come into work every day, they're just lit up from the inside out. So there's definitely a very strong people focus, but they're also very strongly, I would say, profit-oriented, but in a new way. I want to use the word abundantly oriented instead of profit-oriented, because I think that visionary businesses look at win-win-wins for themselves, for customers, for the world, for the environment. It's just a win-win-win all the way around, basically. So these kinds of businesses are shaped and sourced by vision, by difference-making. Centauri and I in our own business, and Jane as well, you know, yep, we intend to be super abundant and have wonderful engagement with people all over the world, but we don't do it to make millions. That's not our focus. It's not our top priority. We would do it no matter what. And we encourage people to find the things that light them up from the inside out, the difference that they're here to make, and the visions that they want to see implemented throughout the world, and then to kind of boldly, courageously go forward to make that happen, inventing new ways of doing that as they do it. So that, for me, is a kind of quick overview of how I see visionary business. But if I can just add one more thing, which we will get to maybe towards the end of this call. I was at a conference last week called Inspiring the World of Social Brilliance, and I was one of the presenters at it. And they had a business panel of corporate social responsibility people, and they were asked the question, can a business be socially brilliant? And three of the four basically said, yes, they thought so, that that was certainly a possibility and that, you know, there were businesses moving their way towards it. And one person said, to my horror, no, she said, a business can't be brilliant, only individuals can be. And my jaw dropped. You could hear the breath taken in around the room as she said that, because for me, businesses are living, breathing things. They come alive when you bring passion and vision into them. And when a business is alive, it is more than the sum of its parts and its products and its offerings. And I actually took that time, because it really stirred a fire in me, to look at, there's kind of three levels here. One is how you spark the brilliance, the visionariness in individuals. Two is how you create a culture of that inside your business. And three is when your business becomes a force for planetary transformation. And that's the moment at which the business comes alive. So I want to, as much as we're going to give you loads of tips and techniques and ways of working energetically and in consciousness to move your business towards it, I also would like to, towards the end of the call, talk a little bit more about what it takes to move into that third step to be a force for planetary transformation. And with that, I will stop talking and let Santori say something.
Well, I think it's good to give different inputs about what it is that we consider to be visionary business anyway. For me, it really is about being in the vibe, and to know that many people know these days, they really know what it is to be in the vibe of something, to be in the vibrational frequency of something, is to not only just get to understand, let's say, business for what it is and what it can be, but to also get the feeling of that it, as Sarah said, it is a living thing. It is something which has consciousness. And unless you approach it in that vibe, that things, abstract things, can have consciousness, can have their own accountability, can have their own life independently from you, then, you know, we might just as well be talking Japanese. But it's like you've really got to feel into what we're saying now. So, as we say, we'll give you some examples later on about what visionary businesses are in the world for us. But just get the feeling of the real world visionary business as an energy force. Just get the sense of what that is for you. Just almost like reach out to it as if it already exists here in this conversational space that we're enjoying. And you get to feel that we're not just speaking about visionary business. We're actually introducing you to something which has life, which has fire in it, something which really you can resonate with yourself, because you somehow know that there isn't just words here. There's passion here. There's enthusiasm here. There's something which is vital to every one of us that we need to bring more life to. So whatever you're engaged in doing, whether you're a coach, whether you're a housewife, whether you're retired, there is something which you have a passion for in this world. And I don't care whatever it is. But I want you to feel what that thing is, what that passion is, what it is that has you feeling alive for. What are you here for in this world? If you can get a sense of that, if you can really bring that to you and through you, and bring it out of you and see that it is a living thing itself, then what you're doing now is you're actually, as we say, you're creating something which itself is a body of work, can be a force for cultural change. It can be something which stirs people all around the world, because people all around the world are very energetically oriented. And as you and I do something on this call together, they're tuned in to something amazing happening. And it's, again, it's the vibrational frequency that we're working at which makes these things real and possible and doable and actual. So I just want to make that clear. We're talking about something which itself is a powerful thing to put your focus upon and your energy to. So, again, just bring it in to you, right here with you. It's not a foreign concept. It's a living, breathing force of energy. And we're all engaged in doing something which is very meaningful and powerful, which is unique to us, but is also at the same time something that everybody around the world contributes to, responds to, and wants to have something more of in their lives also. So if you look at business from that point of view, you're not just providing products for people to consume. You're actually providing a living, breathing entity which people can resonate with and get to know you through. And itself will also like speak to them on your behalf and say and recommend that somehow you connect with the people, the source of the business, and get to really feel and understand them in their own right. So it is almost like your business has not only a voice, but it has some sort of attractive force which reaches out and touches people and engages with them on your behalf And the more that you see your business in that type of way, the more that people will actually respond to you very favorably, because they understand then that you know something about how to be with people, how to engage with people, and how to understand what it is that people are really saying that they want to know more about. So let's just really get the feeling of that once more. Almost like you breathe it into you. You feel the energy. You allow your body to light up. And then you've got a different relationship with what we're speaking about.
Thank you, Santari.
Started the deep end.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's the only way to go. Deep dive. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to talk a little bit about vision first, because mm-hmm. especially in regards to businesses. Because for me, a vision is something that contains the ability to make a difference within it. I don't think it's a vision to double your profits this year. I think that's a goal. A vision contains in it a contribution, and usually and almost always generates from passion. So there's already an integrity, an authenticity, and a genuine orientation to passion inside people who are fulfilling visions as part of their work in their businesses or running their own businesses. So I think anybody who's listening, one of the things you first want to do is look at, are you contributing? Are you making a difference? And if not, how might you be able to do that? So that would be one of the first things to orient to being a visionary business is, how do you make a difference? It was interesting at this conference last week, one of the corporate social responsibility guys said that they asked themselves the question, if they stopped doing what they did, would it have a negative impact on society? And he said, if it had no impact, we figured we weren't making a big enough difference.
Oh, that was fabulous. That's brilliant.
That's really neat, isn't it? So that it kind of forces a kind of look at things as to what you actually are doing. Now, you could be contributing through a product to individuals or to community or society or schools or people or globally either. There's many levels of it. It doesn't always have to be a great big planetary transformation force at work, but it does come from that orientation to vision, passion, and creation. So that's the first thing. The second thing would be that when you are creating a business or running a business or even being an employee in a business, there is an energy field which is that business. Now, Santari was talking about it as a living, breathing, pulsing energy force, and it can be that. Some businesses are just dead. There's no energy in them at all, and people drag themselves in and live through that. So how can you energize your business, whether it's your own or you work within it, so that it can be more vibrant, more alive, more highly energized? So let's just do an energetic exercise then with that. So take the business that you are working on, whether it's yours or someone else's, and I want you to see it like it is out in front of you, like a great big energy field. Even if you're a single owner business person, assume it's more than you. And I want you to create a field of energy, which is your business. It will have a name, therefore you give it its name because your business has a name. And now what I want you to do is connect that business to what we call life source energies. In other words, the stuff that makes the grass grow, the stuff that makes life pulse and thrive and be naturally abundant and beautiful and green and lovely. So connect your business and yourself to the life source energies and see this beautiful field of your business growing. So life is being pulsed into it, and you can see it coming alive, being energized. it starts to fill up. You could almost see it like a hot air balloon starting to fill up with beautiful energy, color, vibrancy. Now, take that business and reach it out to all the people it touches, because they too are a part of the energy field of your business. Your clients, your family, your suppliers, all of them are part of the energy of your business. So again, let that field expand. And again, run the life source energy through that field. And let your business start to thrive and pulse and come alive. Okay. Now, I don't know whether we can just see, Adela, if there's anybody who either had any challenges with that or who wants to share anything. Is that possible, Adela?
Sure, we can do that. We can do whatever we want. That's what I love. Okay, so great. I've put us on Q&A mode, so if there's anyone that would like to check in, all you've got to do is press star 7, and we won't be able to take a lot of people, maybe just, what, one or two, Solera?
Yeah, let's say one or two.
One or two. Star 7. Who's that?
Hi, it's Susan.
Hi, Susan.
I fear sounding negative, but as you know, Adela, just begun my little business, and I've had three consultations so far, and they've all fallen flat on their face. I think they've flown, and I think I have work, and they've not come to fruition for one reason or another. And also this little workshop that we put together for young people for the weekend, we haven't received one call yet. So it's something's lacking here, I think, on this end, perhaps.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I'm holding out. Or
yeah, that's great, Susan. Let me ask you, what's your vision for your business?
To help people make a home in whatever form it takes. And lately it's been working with realtors, you know, transitioning from one home to the other. But also within a home, getting organized and making a space that is it's homey for them, rather where they live, rather than be at the mercy of all their stuff.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. So underneath that, if they had the home they wanted, what difference would that make to them?
Oh, my goodness. It would be a place where they could breathe, literally. Where they could rest, where they could create, where they could get rejuvenated.
Yes.
Coming home would be a pleasure, not a chore.
Yes, beautiful. Okay, great. Now, what's the name of your business?
Juicy Spaces.
Woo, I love it. That's brilliant. I love it. That's absolutely fantastic. Okay, so now, is there anybody else in the business with you? Do you have a partner or anything?
No.
Okay, you and your workshops and coaching and all the work you do, right? Okay.
Actually, that's not true. With the workshop, I do have a partner, young woman. Yes.
Okay, great. So now, we're going, Adela Santari and I, and anybody else who wants to, we're going to energize your business for you of Juicy Spaces. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like
I'm
we're
energizing you. I'm ready.
Yeah, we're energizing your business. So here we go. Okay? And we're reaching it out to all the people around you and in the locale that you're going to be doing this work all the people that it will benefit, that it will touch, that it's right for. And we're going to call all those people, all those opportunities, all those resources towards you in the business. Okay, great. And can I just ask you a question? Do you also include going into offices and making them juicy spaces?
Yes, certainly.
Okay, great. Good, because that popped right in as a really good way to get things started. And I would come in at it almost from the place of, life is easier, so people are more vibrant, they have more energy, they're more creative, et cetera, et cetera. You're saying all those things, right?
Yes.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, good. So now can you feel the difference in the energy that you're in as your business? Can you feel the difference in the energy?
Yes, because the interview I came from yesterday, I left it and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm just being a cleaning lady again. That's not
right.
What I want.
Yes. Fantastic. That's right. It isn't what you want. You want the extra oomph, don't you?
Oh, yes. Otherwise, why bother?
Yes. Then why don't you say we give it the added oomph?
Literally, you want
like
me to
that.
Say that now?
No. I mean, you know, when I don't know how you've positioned it. You've probably positioned it beautifully. But why don't you be very clear? We give it the added oomph, the extra
okay.
oomph. Or whatever language for you works for that. But that's got to be your front, first and foremost, with those benefits of why it would touch them, about
very
being
good.
More creative, about being stress-free, about having more energy, about living vitally. Those are things that have got to come top of the list.
Yes.
Do you get that?
Yes.
Okay, great. So let's energize it one more time, and you with it.
Yes.
But you also have to be more than just a person running a business. You have to stand as a visionary potential for something new in the world and be bold and courageous and daring and excited by it. And yes, sometimes you go out and sometimes people, you know, you have an interview and they say no and you go away and blah, blah, blah. But we actually never sell ourselves. I'm probably the world's worst salesperson. I just won't do it. But I am so highly energized and energizing that most people who come in touch with me just want more. And so, you know, I just tell them, well, this is what's available. You'll feel what's right for you. And if this is right for you, you'll find it. And it tends to work wonderfully that way. You get that?
I do. And you say that you don't sell you, but maybe it's just verbiage, but I think indeed that is what is being sold, if you will. It's the product. It's not the workshops you're selling. It's who you are that people are attracted to and want more of.
It is that, yes. And I wasn't saying I don't sell me. I was saying I don't sell. I don't convince people to buy something from me. I be me. Fully myself as me, energized, being who I am, being there for them. And if out of that they feel something that we offer is for them, then they come towards us. You see the difference? Now, that's quite different from a normal marketing and sales strategy, but it works for us. It works for us because my orientation isn't just on selling more of what we've got. It's on making a difference to the people we do it with.
Absolutely.
And I can hear that's where you come from. And you've got huge energy, and I think you want to start to see, what I'm trying to do is get you to become the voice for this bigger thing that you're about. Do you get that?
Yeah, not be shy about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Be vibrant about it.
And bold.
And bold, yeah.
And sound outrageous if you need to be.
Yeah,
outrageous.
We've been voices on the leading edge long before the leading edge was even slightly popular. And it's been a treat the whole way along. It's been absolutely wonderful.
If I could just give you a little bit of feedback about how you can position yourself even better. When we were just giving your the business a little bit of it felt like you and the business weren't completely one, as if you weren't a unified force. So if you really do feel that you are the business and you are speaking such a powerful language that people cannot but help fall in love with you and really get what you actually are advertising and what you're selling and what you're standing for, it's like the power that Slayer is talking about that is you, the presence of that sort of like has influence upon people. It sort of like grows because people are interested in what is real and what is true and what is authentic and what is powerfully demonstrated by the people that they come into contact with. So if you keep yourself separate from the business, and the business is something that you're trying to promote, and you find that it's not working, I get the, you know, I get something about when you really do stand for something, doesn't it matter if people say no and turn you down? Because you, as the powerful force, remain undiminished. You don't feel any negativity or setbacks or anything like that. You feel as if somehow you reach out to a different market than the market perhaps that you're currently engaged in. And maybe it's, again, to the old people who know people who know people. What we find really does work is that people have an experience with us, and once they have the experience, they come back for something more and different. And it's like then they sort of allow us to know their friends, or they recommend people to us. And I think the way that we get people to recognize the value of their own business isn't so much about promoting it in the old ways, but really establishing yourself primarily, as Slayer says, as a force of energy, which has vibrant frequency, which has a vibrancy in it. And it is about vibrant frequency. It is about really being so much talking you, the language of your business, that that's all that you really speak about, the passion that you have for people being in this place called home and what is home. And then suddenly as you start to speak about that, all sorts of other things come out of your mouth and people start to get swept away by the passion of your speaking. And I think that's what you can introduce when you're talking with people. Then you find that you're speaking with them actually allows them to come more into the vision of your business, more into the vision that you have for the world, and more into the vision of that they have for themselves. And therefore, the whole thing starts to solidify and becomes true and becomes aligned. Do you get the feeling of that?
Yeah, and I think what happened yesterday was really what I was brought in for was to clean up the old mess, literally. They moved on to the new home, and this they weren't fully out of it, and it just was kind of disjointed, and there was just something, perhaps I just need to look at as I'm helping to clean the space and make home for the next people that will come.
Yeah.
And that's the way to look at it.
Yes, absolutely.
And I also think that you can set the tone for any interview or conversation by being frank and right up front and say, this is what I'm about.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I have to admit, I probably was a little reticent with that.
You don't want to slip into that kind of business. But at the same point in time, every moment is an opportunity to prove that you are what you say you are.
Right.
And so it was the perfect moment to go, this is a juicy space, kazing. And the new people go in and go, oh, my God, what happened in here? Who did you use? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Every moment. One of the things we've learned over the last 14 years that we've run our business is don't go on the lows. Don't fall into the pit of having those low moments of doubting yourself, because we're so energetically connected now, and I mean all of us all around the world, that when you do that, that energy pours into your business. The doubt sits in there, and when people connect with it, they feel it now. So what you want constantly and always to be energizing is juicy spaces, juicy spaces, juicy spaces. You get that?
Yeah.
That's the zing you want people to connect with. And that means sometimes when you have those low moments, I say it like you have to back away from the abyss. You know, there's the abyss, and you're about to go, oh, my God, this isn't going right, or, oh, my God, I didn't get the job. Usually if we don't get something, we go, perfect, it probably wasn't the right thing for us anyway.
Sure. And I know there's always a lesson in it, you know, how to do a little different or better the next time.
Yeah. Yeah, there's an opportunity in everything to upgrade it. So, brilliant. So now, Susan, just one more go. Be vibrant, juicy spaces completely right now. Great. How's that feel?
Good.
Fantastic. Now, I'm going to recommend for you and for everybody else, once a day, probably in the morning, but you can do it anytime you want. I usually do it. We do it when we get out of the shower and when we're just about to begin our day. Santari and I line up for the day. So if you've got partners or people you work with, you can line up with them. And then we energize our business as a field of consciousness of energy, and we call to us all those people that are right to engage with us. Anybody that we can make a difference to and with, we call them to us, and then once we've called them to us, then we send back what I call a zing of abundance. So in other words, we're abundant, they're abundant, because they've come towards us. So if we use you, Susan, as an example for the moment, so now you are being vibrant, juicy spaces, okay? Now, reach out from there and call to you all those people that you can make a difference to. And also all those businesses that you can make a difference to. And as you feel them connect with you, kind of thank them and send back a wave of abundance or an intention for abundance for you and for them. It's like a kind of deep appreciation for them connecting with you, even if you haven't met yet. Okay, and how does that feel, Susan?
Good. I'm standing straighter.
You know, one of the things we've realized from this is that when we do this, I remember Santari saying to me one day, oh, it was last year sometime, and he said, oh, we need another 1,000 pounds next week in order to make sure we've got the rent covered. That's about $1,500, by the way. And I went, oh, okay. And I went, okay, energize the business, put out the call. Hey, guys, I'm ready to do more coaching. I'm available. If that's where you can find me. Within 24 hours, we had 1,500 pounds of business booked and in coming through the business.
Wow.
And that's unusual for me to do that much that fast. It was, and it was made up probably by 8 or 9 people. It wasn't just one that came through with a big course or something. It was made up of 8 or 9 people who I suddenly was getting emails like flooding me of people who wanted coaching calls. And then you have to watch that you don't have these tiny little subtle thoughts like, oh, that's too much, stop, because it stops immediately.
Ooh.
If you do that. So I highly recommend, Susan, once a day, probably in the morning, energize your business, call the right people to you that you can make a difference with, and then zing the abundance for you and for them, and then go into your day.
Thank you so much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You, Susan.
Thank you for being brave and doing that. That's wonderful. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think we're actually going to have to stop at that.
Yeah.
Because I'd love to continue with the content. Thank you so much, Susan, for playing with us.
Great.
Yeah.
So one of the other things I think we could talk about, Adele, unless were you going to point us in a particular direction, or do you want me to just keep going?
Well, no, we can keep going. I know that you had that was just a great exercise, so folks need to re-listen to this call because there was all kinds of great stuff in what just occurred, just practices that you can implement. But I know that you had talked about these three levels, you know, how you spark individuals, how you create a culture, and, you know, becoming a force of planetary transformation. I want to make sure that we actually go through that unless there's something else you wanted to plop in here.
No, that's great. We can go there. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with those three then. So the first one is, how do you create a business full of brilliant, passionate, highly creative people? Well, I've been reading a lot of books lately, and our own business is like this as well. And there's certain books I would recommend that people read around new ways of doing business. One of them is a Ricardo Semler's book, Maverick and the 7-Day Weekend. And he's in South America, and he completely revolutionized his company, which was huge, from a traditional organization to almost more like an employee-generated organization. And he has some amazing practices that he uses, one of which I was just reading it this morning, and he was saying how when someone new is hired into their big organization, in the first year, they can go work anywhere in the organization they want, and they can move around at will to different parts in the organization because their goal is to create an employee who's so passionate and fulfilled that they will stay for life and contribute hugely to the company. And he said they had very little turnover, hardly any people leave their company because they love it so much. And they are like in the millions, billions profitable. He has hugely grown his company. And that's just one of the things he does. So there's a way of being with people to unleash them, to unleash their potential, to unleash their passions, to get them connected to real creativity. And I think on a very basic level, you have to be willing to see people as bigger and greater and more contributing than they probably are at the moment. There are some times where people don't fit in an organization, and I think that has to be willing to be looked at from a place of, can we get you contribute? Does this fit? And if not, do we let you go? So, and that can be done, I think, with a lot of grace. But the key thing is to have those people unleashed. So that's step number one, is to have individuals in the organization feel like they can contribute. Step number two, to create the culture. You know, there's a lot of talk about vision and values in business today. And I kind of think, yes, that's important. But culture is bigger than vision and values. Culture sources vision and value, but culture comes from every act and every intention that that company has. It's the fabric you live in. One of my very favorite companies is Innocent Smoothies in the UK. They produce amazing smoothies, all natural fruit, no sugars, no preservatives, no additives. Completely recyclable cartons. Their company is just a treat to work in. They are fun. They have festivals for people. Every 3 months, all the employees get to vote on one of the employees gets a £1,000 award to fulfill something of their dream. And some of them go off to other countries to do volunteer work for charities, and some of them produce videos and et cetera, et cetera. But they are about, that's one company who is just about to pop into number three and become a force for planetary transformation. They have just had 20% of their business purchased by Coca-Cola, which some people were aghast about because they didn't like the soft drink stuff. But Innocent said, we're going to be the tail wagging the dog. We will not lose our essence of innocence, of genuine authenticity, of making a difference, of creating a great, natural, nutritious product. That's who we are. That's who we'll stay. And we intend to bring that to Coca-Cola. And it was just brilliant hearing them say that. One of the co-founders of that, Richard Reed, has now become a voice for a new way of doing business here in the UK. And so you can start to see as companies make that transition from two, which is a culture, into three, which is a force for planetary transformation, they become influencers. Ricardo Semler speaks all over the world about new paradigm businesses. Richard Reed will probably get more and more offers to do the same as he grows. There are other companies like that. If you go onto our website called visionarybiz.biz, you will find under Doing It Differently a list of companies and videos on some of them and how they do it. Second Life, Google. There's others like that. They're just phenomenal in the visionary ways they're coming at things, the new paradigm ways they lead. Google, for example, their logo, their tagline is Don't Be Evil. And they give all of their engineers 20% of their time, one day a week, a chance to work on anything they're passionate about. And most of their new and profitable products come out of that 20% a week of their time where they can work on things that matter to them. So it's that transition from doing it the old way, doing it how you think you should be, to starting to invent something that not only enlivens but is a visionary voice, a visionary example for something in the world that begins to influence how we do work in the world. Our business, the Visionary Network, is occurring in, I would say, three at the moment. And we are expanding our influence on that constantly as to how that looks for us. And more, our goal is to become completely that transformative force for the planet. And the more we do that, the more profitable we become as a business. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I'll stop there, and if Santari wants to say anything or if you want to ask anything, Adela, about that.
No, let's have Santari check in, and then we'll probably be ready to wrap up, I think, and speak a little bit about what you've got in terms of folks who may want to play with you next, where they can go and get more information.
I think what we've made a very strong point for is that everything has merit and everything is alive. And if you come across something which presents itself as a difficulty or as a problem to you, it really does get you to have a look at what you're doing and see how the way in which you work can actually change what might be a catastrophe for some people into opportunities for them. So that's why when we listen to people explain their predicaments about why something isn't working for them, we go to very basic steps and say, what is it that you're actually working with? What energetics are you working in? What is the vibrational frequency that you're working in? And by getting people to realize that a very easy shift in the way that we think, in the way that perhaps we can think differently, way out of the box, actually makes a vast improvement and difference to how you be in life. And I know that you've had some amazing experiences with us over the past few years. And you know that when we speak to the Crown Authority. I mean, we don't look at our lives from a, oh my God, how do we get from one day to the next? we look at the way in which we are living our time here in this world and how we can show people that the way that they change their thinking about who they are and what they're doing actually does affect and changes the whole of the consciousness itself. So one of our main thrusts is to really have a complete change around how people think and how say, being life. And when you really do get that, your life is completely up to you. And how you see life is completely in your hands and easy to change, then really it does take the lid off how you're being here. And that goes through everything, through your business, through your relationships, through your family, your work colleagues, how you introduce yourself to people. I mean, when you look at life as not as a challenge, but as an adventure, as an exploration, as a dance of consciousness, that you're here for something wonderful, you're here to understand something and bring it to its own perfection. And knowing that it's not something that you need to do as an end goal, that you've got to get people to a particular point in there, that's your thing in life. No, it's like you're dancing with people all the time. You're enriching your life. You're enriching the lives of others. That you're being with people in such a way that you know that they're changed because of the context, because of what you said, because of how you've opened up to them, because of you've just said something and it's lit a torch in them, and they understand something now that they didn't understand before they met you. I mean, that for me is the reason why we're being here. That for me is what these calls are all about. That we're dancing so profoundly with each other that it isn't just a spiritual experience that we're having. It is something that is so absolutely amazing. Knock your socks off. You wouldn't read any other place but here right now. So I think we're just being gifts to each other.
Yeah, and life is totally different from this playground when you're playing in this. You know, the reality is flexible and that there's a lot more available than you might originally, you know, assume or experience. And one of my favorite things that Solera had said recently on one of our calls that we did, you know, that the real world is this world of energetics. You know, that we have a lot more access, you know, to the dynamic vitality of life in partnering with ourselves energetically and with everything. Energetically, I think that's a lot of what you were speaking to also, Solera, when you were talking about, you know, it's not about, you know, chasing the profit or chasing the money. You don't have to, because when you're being your work, when you're making a difference, first of all, you're tapped into the fuel that keeps you in movement, that keeps you alive, that keeps you magnetically propelled into what's next for you. And it's a living experience. And because it's a living experience, other people can connect to it because it's true. That's really real. And so you don't really, and this is one of the reasons, one of the many reasons I wanted to make sure that I wanted you to be in this telesummit, because this is such a different way of being business. And being business in this way opens up so much more creativity and possibility than you can with templates and blueprints and, you know, all these things that they may work, but they may not really give you access to the pulsating, vibrating essence that is you and what you're here to bring to the world. So, and I know this is the playground that you two play in. This is, you've been my mentors, now we're colleagues. We've done so many extraordinary things together, and I know that you're tapped into the next and the new, and that you're playing in realms of being in the world and evolving business in the world in ways that are extraordinary. And what you offer is something that isn't being offered elsewhere.
We're not afraid to say it.
No, indeed.
I just want to say that was the most beautiful thing you just said.
Oh.
We love you, Adela.
Oh, I love you too. And you see, this is what's glorious about being in business in this way. Now, we do, you know, we're playing in similar streams in terms of business, and yet we can be totally collaborative, and each one of us has our unique contribution. And the way that we play together, you know, I'm about to do in September, I'm doing another telesummit on conscious partnership. And the way that we work together, like when we do a call or a training, it's so different than a lot of what I experience otherwise. And the possibility to play this way is transformative. It will change everything.
Because we do believe and live from that everyone has huge potential and can access genius and massive passion. And from that place, there will be an alignment, a resonance that makes partnerships right.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's glorious. So I know you have so many offerings. I know you have live trainings. You just did one here in Philly last month. I know that you have online coach training. And now you've introduced this wonderful online learning program that you have for folks. And I do have a link that will just direct people to it. So if they want to go check it out, I'll just say the link, consciousbusinesstribe.com/visionary. And that's just going to route you over to Solera and Centauri's website, just to make it easy to remember, consciousbusinesstribe.com/visionary. Can you tell us a little bit about the Visionary Coach Online Learning Program, Solera or Centauri?
Sure. Yeah, yeah. It was a teleclass series originally that we did, so they're recorded calls. But what's also in there is the password-protected website. And what's in there is moving people step-by-step through not only the calls, but highlighted notes, e-books, videos, all of everything we could find that made the journey into a new way of coaching, which is transformative, and you could even say magical, miraculous in a way, because it is about energizing people's potential and really getting them to step into and live from that place, and to do that energetically, along with all the other ways of doing it as well. I think one of the things that differentiates us so much from any other coaching that I've seen, although there certainly could be some, is that we never, ever see problems, ever, in anybody, in any situation. Everything is potential for a next movement, a next possibility, a next energetic shift, a next transformation. And when we orient from there, the whole thing goes into grace and moves very quickly and beautifully into its potential, and that's what we train people to do.
Wonderful. So, folks, consciousbusinesstribe.com/visionary. You can go and check it out. If Solera and Centauri are sparkling for you, they get my 10 thumbs up. And
that's so cute.
Absolutely. And there's a great bonus. One of the things about the Visionary Network, Centauri and Solera, is that they are extremely generous. They really share their experience and their expertise, and they have extraordinary content. Their videos are fantastic. Just experiencing the videos will create an energetic shift for you. I was just checking out one of your videos this morning, and I was like saying, "Damn, she's good." yeah, it was just wonderful. And so there's a wonderful bonus. So check your membership page, the My Account tab at Conscious Business Tribe, that you certainly have access to all the bonuses. They're at the very top. So you can grab this wonderful Visionary Entrepreneur's Guide from the Visionary Network. And if you'd like to check out their programs, again, consciousbusinesstribe.com/visionary. And follow the Star Trail. They're fantastic. Love you both. Thank you for being here with us at the Conscious Business Telesummit today.
Thank you, Stella. And sending loads of good vibes for everybody on the call to have amazing, wonderful, visionary, abundant businesses.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for being with us here today, whether you're listening live or on the replay. And we hope to catch you on our final call of the Conscious Business Telesummit. Yes, it is ending tomorrow. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye, Solera and Centauri.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.